Good afternoon. Let me call the, let's see, I guess we're going into a special council meeting to order for the purposes of convening an executive session. Do I have a motion to go into executive session?
Second.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we'll be in executive session. Anticipate being out in 15 to 20 minutes. All right, we just had an executive session. We have no formal action to take here in the regular council meeting, so let me entertain a motion to recess the executive. Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, let me then call the council study session to order of Monday, March 3rd, 2008. We do have a to review items for the March 3rd regular council meeting, and we have kind of a short time fuse. So why don't I ask if anyone has any questions or conflicts that we need to make note of for the reading?
You and Mike on this one.
So 3A and B. Yes. Councilmember Whalen?
Yeah, I will, on the advice of the city attorney, have 3B as a conflict. I just was advised that item 7C may be funding for energy assistance through Mesa Can, which is a subsidiary of a New Leaf. So I'm going to declare a conflict at this point.
Right.
And we'll do some quick checking, Deb, if we can. I haven't read the background. I apologize for that. It is Mesa. Okay.
If I remember correctly.
Right. Councilmember Truitt?
Conflict on
6A.
Yep.
All right, any questions on the agenda? Obviously, we can hold. Councilmember Summers.
I just had a quick question on 5A, why the large increase in the procurement for paint. Are we doing additional projects? Or in the scheme of things, it doesn't seem a lot. $88,000 doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a four times the amount almost, three times.
Council Member, our analysis really didn't lead to any one specific cause. It was just more usage over the last year for all the departments citywide.
Everybody's starting to paint at the same time.
Evidently.
It's probably your fog seal requires more paint to cover up, repaint all those lines. All right.
We just want to keep an eye on that in the future.
Councilmember Jones.
I just need to throw in two on four when we talk about CBDG. I did some work for the nonprofits. It's on that list, so I'm going to have to declare conflict.
I think four is a public hearing, so we're probably okay.
Yeah. But when it comes down to it.
All right. Okay. All right, then let's go back to the study session item number two, which is the CBG. That's the for the here presentation, discuss proposed funding. I think we have a public hearing on that tonight also, so let's just skip that item.
Yeah,
because of the time.
We'll bring back the council and go through our recommendations.
All right.
Another study session, if that's okay.
Okay. All right.
We get to 5 minutes.
Do you have a five-minute presentation on this, or do you want to?
Yeah, or we can just be here to answer any questions that you might have. If not, that's fine. We can forego the presentation.
Okay, you want
to? No, Mayor, just let me just suggest, I think it's important to do a presentation,
okay,
but maybe let's do it. We'll schedule for another study session. Carolyn, tonight's the public hearing. When does it come back to council for their approval?
April 7th.
Okay, so before April 7th, we could maybe even, I don't know, this Thursday's pretty booked, but maybe the following Thursday we could come and do a presentation on the recommendations.
Okay.
That work?
All right.
Is the council okay with that?
Yes, Mike?
Just so that I understand that we've done this in the past, the overall CDBG funding, it's okay to vote for. It's the specific dollar amounts to each agency.
That's correct, Councilmember.
Okay. All right. Let's reschedule this one then for the council's third session. Number three is acknowledging receipts of minutes of various boards and committees. We have four of them. We have a motion and second for approval. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Passes unanimously. Four is hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Any updates for the council? Let's see, last week back in D.C., Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, have a lot of activity coming forward in March. We will have the chairman of the Aviation Subcommittee at Williams Gateway. Congressman Mitchell will be out at Gateway. Mary Peters is going to come by and also do a visit at Gateway and East Mesa. So it was productive as far as everyone knowing the dynamics that are taking place in that area and the support that it has on a federal level. So that was a very positive, encouraging aspect. I met with the Corps of Engineers. They're trying to get the final done on the Vacher-Layac-Mel project so that it the design would be finished. I think it's about $1.6 million, and that's also the Corps' capability. So that's moving forward after 8 years of work every year. Hopefully that'll be finalized, and then we can go into some construction on some of the different reaches. So overall, it was a good meeting. Probably be the last one I have to do that flight out and back on, but I think that whoever assumes this position needs to know the importance of returning some of our federal dollars back to the citizens in the city of Mesa. Councilmember Summers.
And speaking of that particular area, on Friday we had met with a number of staff as well as the private owners in the airport on the development plan. We're continuing to work with our folks on how that area is going to, at least a general idea of what the plan's going to be, where appropriate uses are, and I think I was in those meetings all day. That's the last time I asked staff to get me involved. Holy cow! No, it was long. But it was important work. It was very long. So we're continuing to work on that. And something a little bit more lighter and fluffier, I went to a pancake breakfast in my area, which was you like the fluffier part. Which was actually for the fire department. They were helping to raise some money out there. We've had a number of these folks who were helping to raise money for equipment and supplies and just general fire station stuff. So they were very appreciative of the firefighters.
Any other updates? Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I covered the MAG Regional Council for you. That there were a number of items on the agenda, but the one that I thought you all might be interested in was the issue of the jailing costs, the regional jailing costs. And there's been a lot of work done, I think, Chris, with your input on that, to get the numbers to the city councils before their budgets are formed, because there's been a problem in timing in the past, and there's a lot of good work that was done on that. And really appreciate that work. I did ask the question if they had done a comparison on jailing costs for our area versus others. And in my survey that I had asked other people in other parts of the country, they were giving me jailing costs that were substantially lower than ours. They said that as they had checked other areas like Las Vegas, that ours were fairly comparable. And I'm guessing that some of those folks are not being charged fully loaded costs, including one of the things that is the highest cost, which is the medical care for people who are in the jails. So they're going to, you know, we're going to continue to look at those issues, but I think it's probably surprising to a lot of people to book somebody into Maricopa County Jail first day, just a hair under $200, you know, 198 something. It's a very large amount of money.
Councilmember Whalen.
Looking at Las Vegas, it's a county police department, though. So it's one entire PD, and there's not any communities that pay into it. So that's the big difference up there. So the felonies and the misdemeanors go together.
Okay. Any other reports, Kyle?
A number of us went to the event honoring police officers on Friday evening, those heroic actions and the good work that they do. And before I got out to there, I stopped by the Arizona Museum of Natural History with the new exhibit there of the winged dinosaurs, the feathered dinosaurs. Very interesting, and encourage folks to get out and see that too.
Okay, anyone else? All right, scheduling and meetings and general information, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. And before I give the schedule, I also want to at least acknowledge the mayor's efforts in D.C. I will say every office, every congressional office, and actually meeting with one of our state senators, they all express their appreciation to the mayor especially and to this council for the work they're doing. I think that it does go and is recognized even in at the federal level, the work that is being done here locally. And I would say in every case, that expression was made by an elected official. So I think that's good news. And then it's hard, sometimes very hard to keep up with the mayor in D.C. He's we schedule those meetings on quick intervals, and we get a lot done. So it's been a very good experience. As far as meeting schedules, we'll have our next two study sessions will be March 6th at 7:30 and then Thursday, March 13th at 7:30. And our next council meeting will be Monday, March 17th.
Okay. That's it. Then the study session is adjourned and we'll reconvene upstairs for the regular council meeting.